When we look at the spread of COVID-19 around the world, the United States has, of course, been front and centre with the highest number of cases, not to mention deaths. In fact, more than 167,000 in the latest stats. But today, we'll head to another country that's also been hit hard. In India, 47,000 people have now died, and the number of cases is approaching 2.4 million. Let's look beyond the numbers, though, and delve into what it's like on the ground there, from the normally bustling cities to the cramped quarters of the nation's largest slum. Anirudha Gosal is the health and science reporter for Associated Press South Asia. He joined me earlier from New Delhi.
Initially, I think India was a bit late in terms of reacting to the virus. And since then, as you know, India then went into lockdown. It was a very harsh and strict lockdown of the entire country, during which the government tried really hard to bolster its healthcare system, because there are many parts of the country which are not equally served vis-a-vis healthcare. Right now, we have reached the stage where there is a bit of fatigue that is setting in. And the challenge now is to sort of ensure that this fatigue and the increased familiarity with the disease does not imply that people sort of let their guard down.
Is that what you're seeing there when you say there's fatigue? Are you starting to see sort of less of that lockdown and the social distancing?
What doctors are saying is that we often come across people who are young, who are not taking the same amount of precautions that they should be.
And looking at the strict lockdown that you said what was in place for quite a while up until now, when I think of India, and I haven't been to India, but when I think of the country, I think of huge cities like Mumbai and Delhi, where you are with bustling streets, a huge amount of activity and energy. Paint me a picture of what it's been like on the streets.
So I live in New Delhi, and there were parts of Delhi which I had no idea that those streets could look like that. Imagine a road which is full of cars all the time, and you have a situation where not only are there no cars, but there's deer roaming around on that street. I don't know who was more confused, the people who were seeing the deer from their windows or the deer thinking that where have all the people gone?
You mentioned there that the government was quite late to act initially. How would you describe the Modi government's response to the pandemic now?
Honestly, this is not a situation that anyone could foresee. But the challenge for the government has been the fact that India has such large, densely populated cities, and at the same time, the healthcare infrastructure is so unevenly distributed. The response has frankly been getting more and more sharper, I would say, in how it's being implemented. The challenge now is that if you look at the first few months of the virus, it spread through the bigger cities of the country. So you have Mumbai, you have New Delhi. Now you have a situation where the virus is now spreading into the rural parts of the country, where there just aren't enough doctors, there just aren't enough nurses, there just aren't enough hospitals in these areas. Even though the caseload is so high, it's still a very small fraction of the country which has been infected in terms of how many districts have been impacted. So this could go on for a while. So
and then, of course,
that is a challenge.
There's the question of the economy as well. I imagine many people, you mentioned regional parts of India in particular, I imagine many people are part of, for lack of a better phrase, the informal economy, perhaps without any monitoring or protection from the government. What's been the impact of this virus on them?
There are people whose health has been affected, but everyone's life has been impacted because of the economic consequences. So there have been jobs lost. Say, for instance, you're a vegetable seller and you depend on going from point A to point B to get vegetables. So not only do you not have a market to sell to suddenly, you also can't get from point A to point B because there's a lockdown. So this sort of full measure of what that means is something that I fear we will only start to understand in the coming weeks.
And your expertise is, of course, in health. When it comes to the response to this virus, I've been reading that India's biggest slum, Dharavi in Mumbai, has actually been surprisingly successful in curbing the spread. Why is that? What was done there?
Dharavi is actually a very interesting case study of what can be done in a densely populated space if you are to do the things that everyone knows that you should be doing properly. What the authorities did there is that they went in early. They identified that this is a problem. They realized that the families here share toilets. Then they went around from house to house screening people, looking for people who had the slightest symptom of the virus and then testing those people. But that is possibly a model for other similarly densely populated large areas in the country.
So given that, I mean, a success story in many ways with that case, but the number of cases in general across India is concerning. How are you feeling about the months ahead at the moment?
I'm hopeful with a sense of frustration also, because when we are talking about the fact that this virus is spreading to states where the healthcare infrastructure is not as robust, that's not something that has happened overnight. That has been the case for decades.
Anirudha Gosal, thanks very much for speaking to The World today.
Thank you.
Anirudha Gosal is the health and science reporter for Associated Press South Asia. He was speaking to me there from New Delhi.